Thank you so much, Bob. It is the Afternoon Cruise. I am chatting with JT Bates. Bates is a celebrated drummer from town who, for long stretches of his career, has also done booking and curating. There is JT's Jazz Implosion at the Clown Lounge and the Turf Club, and he's done runs at Ice House before, and now JT is doing some more booking at Ice House and taking over Mondays for a while here at Ice House. So, JT, welcome back to Jazz 88, and tell me what you got cooking for Mondays at Ice House.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me. We got a bunch of different curators coming this year, and I'm like a monthly curator, so I'm doing March myself. So tonight I got an amazing quartet with Devon Gray, Martin Dosh, John Keston, Brian Nichols, all on Fender Rhodes, plus a few synthesizers and myself on drum set. And then there's two other Monday shows this month. Monday, March 18th, it will be a wonderful, amazing percussionist, Eri Isamuro, who's an incredible marimba player and percussionist and drummer. She'll be playing a bunch of music solo, and then I'm playing a solo set after that, and then we're going to do a little collaboration. Monday, March 25th, I'm sneaking our recently lost treasure, Kevin Gastongue, back up here from Nashville for the night to play Hammond B3 Grain Trio with myself and Zach Harris.
Is he putting the Hammond B3 above his airplane seat, or do you think he's going to be checking it or borrowing one from town?
I think he checks it, you know. I think it's just, you know, a little hard case.
Understood. And now, JT, yeah. you clearly are celebrated the world over for what you do behind the drum kit, but especially for people in the Twin Cities, you've been a part of this spirit of taking what some might call an off night in the industry and turning it into a time when music lovers can actually come down and it becomes an on night. It becomes a really important part of how people not only learn about jazz, but also maybe a band from Milwaukee that couldn't draw a crowd can still play to the interested parties on a Monday and start building something in different towns. I think about the run that you did at the Turf Club. I think about what you've done at Ice House. And I think about this recent sort of monthly curated series at Ice House. As somebody who believes in the power of curation, what does it mean to you to have this happening in our city?
Well, I think it's, yeah, it's just an important element of an ecosystem. You know, you find a space that is willing to let some of these things function. And then the beautiful part about, you know, curation is that you get to have different folks bring their circles of people in, and everyone knows some different people, and everyone knows some different people from Milwaukee or St. Louis or wherever. And so you end up expanding everyone's world a bit by inviting different people in to kind of have the space to present what they're looking, what they're most interested in, and not necessarily always just what could possibly be the best draw.
I'm chatting with JT Bates, who's doing a month of Mondays at Ice House, which is part of a series of Mondays. People like Brandon Commodore, Chris Bates, your brother, Liz Draper, and many other people have stepped up and done this month-long thing. Now, JT, I want to go back to quasi-ancient history, some legendary meeting between you, Zach Harris, Brian Nichols, and some other young people at the time in the jazz world who were sort of saying, hey, for us to make this a better city, a more fruitful city for us to build our careers, we might have to do some things beyond just playing. You know, Zach, you might have to start a label. JT, you might have to start bringing in bands. Brian, I don't know, play some piano. I don't know exactly what the whole plan was for everybody. But bring me back to that moment and tell me about it.
It's just that. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like people need to cultivate things for the community as opposed to just for themselves. And so when you get some like-minded artists and people want to be excited and feel inspired sort of beyond their own compositions or their own band or something like that. That was just, you know, I think there's these moments in time, and that was one of them. I guess kind of inspired by me starting to do the Mondays at the Clown back in the day, and then that sort of cultivated some new groups and cultivated some new connections, and that's when Zach decided to really get going with the label, and now that's doing really well, and he's, you know, gotten to a pretty great status with that label, and he's putting out records for people from all over the place, and all these things just expand our whole circle, you know, for everyone, the whole community, you know.
It's a beautiful thing, and to see people who are really gifted on their instruments, doing what they do, taking time out of that journey to actually just bring something in that helps everybody is a beautiful thing. So yeah. I tip my hat to you, JT. Yeah. It's Ice House on Mondays. You're doing March. It's part of this series of monthly curation. Can you please have some Excedrin backstage? Because I got a text from Devon, and he said that just even moving the roads out of the studio he was at was was reminding him of his age. So I think he's going to need some Aleve, some Excedrin, or something for him to get that roads
I'm gonna
up.
Run to CVS.
All right. To close this out, we're going to play a classic from your career, a great trio, Fat Kid Wednesdays, doing Thelonious Monk's Jackieing. Good luck tonight on stage at Ice House, and good luck throughout the month presenting these Mondays at Ice House, JT.
Thanks for everything, Sean, as always.
All right, have a great one. Here is Fat Kid Wednesdays. I was turning down my mic. I got to keep my mic up. Goodbye, JT. Here is Fat Kid Wednesdays on Jazz 88.